Beautiful, lovely, charming, intelligent, sparkling, gorgeous women. Let's talk about something that a lot of you are struggling with again and again. And it's not that you aren't doing it right. It's not that you don't know how to do it. It is just a pattern I see in a lot of women going through the motions of, I do not want to create content. I find it to be a chore rather than what it actually is, which is a powerful means of self-expression. And also, of course, ultimately, a sales tool. I mean, let's be real. Why would you just produce content to produce content, right? So what is content? If you're an entrepreneur like me, it is everything that you put out there. It can be your website, it can be a podcast episode, a newsletter, a voice message, Instagram posts, YouTube, whatever. It's everything. And if you have an online business like I do, it's what your business consists of. Because let's be real, what else would it consist of? Of course, it consists of you, your skills, and you might be doing physical events. That's all great. But ultimately, an online business consists of content. That's it. That's the way, that's the bridge between you and your customers. And even if you have an offline business, you will also probably have some type of content. You will, I don't know, produce flyers. I don't know. It doesn't matter, but you get the point. So content as a creative, visionary, leader, entrepreneur, artist, whatever you want to call yourself, is the bridge between you, your gifts, what you have to offer, what you can help your clients with, and your clients. It's a bridge, and it's a powerful bridge. And not only that, it's such a good way of self-expression. And if you're finding it hard, even, I don't know, demotivating to produce content right now, I have something to say to you, which is, it is not because you do not know how to do it. It is not because you don't have anything to say. It is not because you're missing anything like the ultimate hook collection from ChatGPT. It is not because you're missing some secret five-step formula. It is not because you need to fine-tune your copywriting. Ditch all of these things, like throw them in a bin right now. Now, like literally, like visualize yourself throwing these, like all of that in a bin right now. You're welcome. Feeling better now? I guess you are. So let's focus on three things. If you dare to look at these three aspects, I guarantee you, you will not be able to stop yourself from creating the most beautiful, self-expressive, aligned, creative content of your life. It may be not happening like in a minute. It might take a while. But please, dare to focus on these three things. Put your blinders on. Do not look outside of you. You do not need more information. Unless you're like in the very, very beginning of your business and you've never created a content piece before. But I guess that's not the case, because otherwise you would probably not be listening to this podcast. So if you're like me and you have created a business, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years now. I've created several brands, several businesses, different industries, different clients, types, everything. And I'm used to creating content. This podcast was launched in July 2022. Ever since then, I've published one or even more podcast episodes per week, with very little exceptions. So I'm used to creating content, and I've gone through all of the all of the faces associated with that. Like, trust me. And what I know to be true is if you focus on three things, you're gonna regain the spark. And you won't be needing any five-step formula for that. So listen closely. Number one, connect with yourself. Reconnect with yourself. I'm going to give you a very clear example. Yesterday, I was in the city because I had an appointment, and then I said, okay, I'm going to just put myself, or I'm going to sit down in this beautiful cafe, and I have like 2 hours of free time. I'm going to produce content. Let's fucking go. I have, well, a lot on my plate right now. I'm going to be running a challenge as from the 1st of March. If you want to join that, click on the link in the show notes, and so on and so forth. So, and also I'm always needing content, right? Because it's a bridge between you and I. So I said, okay, I'm going to use these 2 hours for content creation. Great. So here I was, and then there were crickets. And ultimately, after 2 hours, I found myself in a state putting a lot of pressure on myself. I was like, God, now what have you been doing? Like, there was, I had one content piece, but I didn't like it, so I didn't post it. And I was putting myself under so much pressure. Why? I can see that clearly now, because today I feel entirely different. Yesterday, it was raining. It was pouring rain. It was a very gray day. And you can say what you want to say. Yeah, you should not be influenced by the weather. I am influenced by the weather. I am a sunshine person. And if it rains, I'm having a very hard time to, you know, feel the same as if the sun's out. I'm just being honest. So that was influencing me. I had slept like, I think, 3 hours because I had been up late and thinking and planning and spending late night hours at my laptop, which I forbid myself to do normally, but I had been doing that. So I couldn't sleep, and I was like low. My battery was low. I had not eaten anything, so I hadn't had lunch, and I was feeling hungry. So here I was sitting in the cafe, looking outside. It was pouring cats and dogs. I was tired, I was not energetic, and I was feeling disconnected from myself. And when I say disconnected from myself, I do not mean, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? And what's the, that's not what I mean. I really mean basic things, ladies. Have I slept? Have I moved my body? Have I eaten? Do I feel good about myself, my body? Like, what's my energetic level right now? And if you're finding yourself like, you mean you can apply a scale from 0 to, let's say, 10. And if you're finding yourself on a 1, you're not, like, spoiler, you're not going to be creating the content of your life. You're not. And yes, you can push through that, and you can, but I would not recommend doing that. And there's a nuance to this, obviously, because sometimes we need to push ourselves. Sometimes we have a launch going on and you have to send the newsletter, otherwise you won't get any clients signing up. Duh, I don't need to tell you that. But most of the times we're just putting so much unnecessary pressure on ourselves. When it would have been like yesterday, it would have been so much more productive for me to just say, okay, this is not going to cut it. I'm not feeling well. I'm putting pressure on myself. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to go. I'm going to close my laptop. I'm going to go home. I'm going to walk around the block. I'm going to do something else of my tasks that I have to do today. Or I'm just going to, you know, give myself a fucking break. And I bet that would have been so much more productive ultimately. Because why? If I had done that, I would have elevated my state, first of all. I would have maybe gotten a real nice lunch. I would have freed myself from unnecessary pressure. And who knows? Maybe I would have come home and said, you know, oh, it's 1930 now, but now I have the energy to make or produce a really good piece of content. So, first thing, connect with yourself. Ask yourself, what do I need now? And if you're German speaking, I always say that to my German clients is, was würde mir jetzt gut tun? It's the most powerful self-coaching question that I know. What would help me right now? What would make me feel good right now? That's the question in English. What would help me feel good right now? And this question, I've said it a lot of times on a podcast, but I want to say it again. This question is so powerful in so many ways. Why? Because it's super simple and it does a lot of things. First of all, it takes away the focus from everything else and it redirects the focus to dot, 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 you. Why? Because the question is called, what would I need or what would feel good to me right now? Not feel good to others, feel good to me. What would make me feel better right now? Not what does my partner need, my client, my employer, my children. No, what do I need right now? So that's the first thing. It redirects the energy to focus back to you. Secondly, it redirects the focus to basic needs. The question implies that this is about something that you need. Because a lot of times when we're like, you know, in our hustle mode, and none of us can free themselves entirely from slipping into that sometimes. I think that's very hard. So if you pause for a second and you apply the question, then you will be like, oh God, like I'm not missing the ultimate hook strategy for my next post. What I'm missing is a good lunch. I'm hungry. I'm starving. I can't focus. My back is hurting. I've been sitting in front of my desk for 5 hours straight. It's very basic. It's very small. But ultimately, that is going to influence how you go about your day. It's going to influence how you create. It's going to influence how you communicate. It's going to influence how you move through your day. Because your basic energetic level, it's like the baseline. It's like the floor. Everything stands on. And you cannot be creating the content of your life, tired and hungry with an aching back. It's just ridiculous. And the third thing the question does for you is, it says, what would make me feel better right now? The now in that sentence means it's about now. Not about, okay, so what do I need to do tonight? No, what would make you feel better right now? What would make you feel good about yourself right now? Now, you want to get up from your desk? You want to maybe go to Pilates in your lunch break? Like now, what do you need right now to recharge your battery and then take focused, aligned, powerful action from the new state. So let me be very clear. The first thing when you're finding content to be slow, full of pressure, hard, difficult, if it like feels heavy right now, connect with yourself. Reconnect with yourself. Second, the second point I want to make is reconnect with your work. There is no way you're not going to be making the most juicy content, the most unapologetic, free, fun, sexy, quirky style of content that is an expression of you, if you are connected with your work, if you know why you're doing what you're doing, if you know who you are serving, if you know the bigger why. So why don't you connect with that and ask yourself, like, what do I want? Like, why am I doing this? Like, literally, why am I doing this in the first place? What's the vision? What do I want? And not from a place of, oh, I need to hit like the 50K milestone this month. Well, that's great too. But there has to be a deeper meaning. Think about all the clients you could be serving. Think about someone, and that happens to me a lot, listening to one of your podcast episodes and then like, ooh, well, that hit me right in the gut. In a good way, Nicole. And now I'm in your DMs, or now I'm sending you an email asking about one-to-one options, because that was exactly what I needed to hear today. I have a lot of people converting from one piece of content alone. And when I ask them, I think, yeah, most of the times it's my podcast because that's my main platform. So when I ask them, okay, so what was the podcast episode you listened to before you wrote me an email? They were like, they say something like, yeah, it was podcast episode 89. And then I go back and I click on, and I'm like, yeah, great. I know exactly how I felt when I recorded that one. And I don't know, I don't even know what I said in that podcast episode, because I never listen to old podcast episodes, like rarely. But I do remember the state I was in. And it's no coincidence that the podcast episodes where I was the most free, fun, energetic, sexy, unapologetic version of myself, and I was having a great day and I just spoke like very freely, spontaneously, like I'm doing now. I didn't sit down and write a script for this. I'm in the next meeting like in 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, I have some time. Let's go. Why? Because I'm feeling alive. You can hear it from my voice. You can hear it from the way I speak. And that is the energy that's going to bring in the most sexiest, the most sexy, dreamy, wonderful clients. And it's no surprise that people tell me, yeah, it was that podcast episode and I just loved the energy and I felt like a pull towards working with you. And so now what can you offer? And that is the result of you being so connected with your work. And if you're feeling misaligned, if you're feeling like you're in a state of in between, like your old identity as a creator, artist, entrepreneur, businesswoman, I don't know what you want to call yourself. If you're feeling like, oh God, I don't want to communicate how I did like 6 months ago. I'm in a state of transition. I'm in a state of a huge identity shift. Well, holler at me, baby, because I have some options about how we can work on exactly that. And as soon as you have reconnected with your voice, your identity, even if it's unclear right now, but if you know where you want to be going, if you know the bigger why, if you know what you want to bring to life right now because it feels aligned in the moment, then you're not going to have any problems at all creating the most beautiful content of your life. There is no way. You're going to feel so alive, so genuine, so sexy, so beautiful, wonderful, self-expressive. And you're going to just, it's just going to pour out of you. I know what that feels like. I have like one WhatsApp to myself where I just collect content ideas. And a couple of days ago, it just poured out of me. I was like literally I was in the city, like walking in the street, and I was like, I have to stop and I have to put all these ideas into my WhatsApp because I might just lose them. And it's just, I couldn't stop thinking about things I wanted to say. I just didn't have the time to put them out there in that very moment, but I collected them. And it was so easy. I didn't need a five-step plan. I didn't need the ultimate hook collection. I do not, by the way, I do not use ChatGPT for my content. If you want to do that, that's great. I encourage you not to do it. And I know it's a polarizing topic. I encourage you to not use ChatGPT for your content. But you know why? Because I can tell when you do. I can tell when you do. And there's nothing wrong with letting ChatGPT, you know, correct your text. I do that as well because I'm not an English speaker, obviously. So I need to have some kind of spell check. So yes, I put it through a spell check and then I let ChatGPT cross-read. And I always tell it, please do not change my language. I just want you to, I just want you to check, like, if the grammar is correct and I'm using American English, can you please check that? And it says, yes, I found like one spelling mistake. That's it. Okay, great. That is fine. But do not have it write everything for you, please. I know it's tempting. But you're robbing yourself of your unique self-expression. You're robbing yourself of creating the skill of expressing yourself. You're robbing yourself of, like, training your mind, really. But that's a whole nother topic. I get sidetracked there. Okay, so reconnect with your work. Number three is focus on your clients. I see so many women getting trapped in, oh God, I don't have a lot of signups right now. Oh, and they're getting caught up in obsessive self-centric thinking, which is, I would say, the cause for a lot of things, a cause for depression. Yes, I said what I said. It's a cause for a lot of problems in your life when you're obsessively thinking about yourself. You are not supposed to rotate around you all day. If you have too much time on your calendar, well, then fill it with something meaningful. If you're feeling like, God, I'm just thinking about myself and my problems, well, then help someone else. And that is something. I said that to a friend last week because she said, you know, your profession, what you do, like, it's hardcore, isn't it? You accompany women. You coach women who are in the biggest transitions of their lives. And I said, yeah, damn right. And she said, but isn't that exhausting? Like, I can imagine, like, isn't that just, like, horrible sometimes? I'm like, no, it's not horrible. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it sets me free. It frees me from myself. Because in the times that I spend in coachings, in master classes, in creating for my clients, I'm free of myself. I'm free of obsessive self-centric thinking. Because you cannot be coaching someone thinking about yourself at the same time. It's not possible. When you are working with women, when you're working with other people, and it doesn't matter if you're a coach, trainer, or a doctor, it doesn't matter, as long as your focus is not only about or like gravitating or, yeah, how can I put this? As long as you're just not certain, your thoughts are not circling only about yourself, you will find that there are times in your life when you're free from your obsessive self-centric thinking, which is a good thing. You want purpose in your life? You want to feel like you matter? Well, helping other people is a highway to self-esteem, is a highway to confidence. And it's the biggest, strongest highway that I know. And that is one of the reasons why I love my work. So every time you sit at home in front of your desk thinking, God, I have to create content and I don't know what to say. And then, oh God, nobody has signed up for my masterclass anyways, because it's new and it's not established yet. And this is not working. Do not do that. Shift your thoughts. What you can be thinking instead is, okay, which one of my clients would need my extra help today? Like, who can I be dropping an extra voice message to? Why don't I reach out to some of the people on my Instagram? Why don't I just do like an extra Instagram live today? Just connecting with my people. Why don't I connect with someone else? Like, why don't I connect with another entrepreneur? Go to a networking event. Ask someone else about how they're feeling in their business. Because also that takes away the obsessive self-centric thinking, which is, oh God, I suck at making content. It's so heavy right now. Jesus, I know how to do this, but right now I don't. All these thoughts. And I want to be very clear. These are not beginner's problems. My clients they're fucking slaying it in life, in work. They're grown ass women. All of them have accomplished something extraordinary already. I do not work with beginners. I work with people who have a high level of self-reflection, strong leadership skills, visionary women, creative women, multifaceted women. They're slaying it, for fucking Christ's sake. But even those women get caught up in loops of, oh God, a content feels heavy. And it's up to you to leave those loops. And one bridge, one highway to creating the most alive, unique, self-expressive, lovely, gorgeous, juicy, unapologetic content is zooming in on ... you, your identity, who you are being, not what you're doing, not so much which strategy should I pick, which hook should I apply, but what state are you operating from? Because that ultimately is what drives your actions in business, in life, in your relationship, in everything. And if you're finding yourself in this and you're like, God, I needed that. That's a powerful reminder for me today. Well, you're so welcome to join the Identity Lab, which is my free challenge in my brand new Telegram channel. And it is a challenge where everybody's welcome who wants to reconnect with their true identity. If you're finding yourself in a phase of feeling like you're in between, the old is not what you want anymore, and your new way of working, expressing, bringing to life whatever you're here to do, and even if you don't know what you're here to do, refining yourself in the place of, I want to explore that. I want to not only remember who I am, but I want to find out who I can be. And I want to collaborate with other beautiful, brilliant women and Nicole on that. I want to embark on a journey. And this is not a challenge where I'm going to be like, okay, beautiful women, so this is what you do now and this is what you do next, because I know everything you don't know. It's a collaboration. And I don't even know what's going to come out at the end. But my goal for you is that you are reconnected with yourself, that you feel centered, grounded in your own self, and that you're able to express exactly that through your work. Because honestly, no one can build what you're here to build. No one can do that. And if you have like this very like this voice saying like, I'm here to do something great. I'm here to do something extraordinary. I'm here to build something big, but I want to build from the inside out. I want to feel at home in my business. I want to feel alive in my business. Well, then that's the perfect challenge for you. It's going to reignite the spark. I guarantee you that. If you join and you play all in, you're going to feel like a different person. And listen to this. Whenever you're having a slow phase of creating content, whenever you're getting in your head about creating content, listen to this episode and thank me later. Reconnect with me on connect with me on Instagram if we're not connected there yet, at Female Purpose. Leave a review for this podcast episode. And now, as you can hear, the huge construction unit in front of my house is starting again. So it's perfect timing. And I hope to see you on the other side in the Identity Lab.